All right, Monty, take it away.
Thank you, Corby. Well, speaking of
a zoo, Justin.
Let's go all the way down to San Antonio. That's a community.
It is. Mm-hmm.
In Texas.
Where seven people, five of them were children, were sent to the hospital after a tree branch fell on them.
Whoa.
At a zoo.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. So is the zoo... Ooh, that's not good news. That's like libel, and that's your property.
Did any animals get out?
I think libel is like if you talk about a person, right?
Liable. Not libel. Libel. Yeah, that branch fell. No, it didn't.
No, libel. You lie. Slander. If you write it down, that's slander, sir.
That's true.
Yeah, so the San Antonio Fire Department says seven guests had to be transported to a hospital where one child is in critical condition.
Mm. Oh, no.
What happened?
At least was reported 20 minutes ago, so no idea, if some orangutan was going too nuts and dropped a tree on these people or what, but pray for the San Antonio Zoo people.
Creighton heard our last segment.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Do we have follow-up?
He said a branch fell on them. Creighton branch.
All right. Next beat plays out. He's so proud of him. I think he had a Mike's Hard Lemonade and is just out of his mind right
now. P1s are so confused right now.
Yeah, all the P1s that know Creighton
I thought that was
branch.
In reference to our...
It's a snore gate.
Maybe a monkey fell asleep on a branch or something.
There's a child in critical condition.
By the way, I fear the tree. Indeed. I definitely...
Falling or...
Yep, I fear the tree.
When you're at a zoo?
No, never. I've never even thought about that at a zoo, but yeah. I definitely fear because I've seen the destruction that trees can do on a house like my own, and just I think about if I would have been right there at the time and I would have been dead 50 times over with as much crap as smashed into our house.
I think I'm more of afraid of things in the tree than the tree
like
itself.
Acorns?
No, like
animals?
Animals. Like there's a tree that... In my parking lot, there's a branch that kind of goes over a parking space. And I was getting home late one night. I've told Justin this story. Getting home late one night, had a few drinks, and I get out, and in the tree branch, there's a possum hanging from its tail, hissing within inches of my face.
Oh, my God!
And I don't remember
hissing
getting...
with an H?
Hissing.
Oh.
I would have crapped my
put
pants.
A pee in there.
No, not...
not urinating.
And I had no idea what it was at the time. And I just...
Did you scream?
Probably.
Yeah, I would have screamed.
I remember waking up in my bed the next morning and... What the hell was that?
I would have screamed like a little baby girl.
Yourself. But now you're pro-possum.
I am. They are our allies.
They are.
They're marsupials.
Yes,
they're like kangaroos. They don't bite.
They're land allies.
They don't carry rabies.
No.
Yeah, so I'm glad we know that you're afraid of trees, Corby.
Thank you. I'm very open.
That's why, whenever people are trying to save the planet, get rid of them. All I care.
Burn them all.
Right. Yeah, I fear the tree.
So speaking of animals, we now go to Dixon, Oklahoma, which is only a few miles away from where we will be Friday.
Up at Choctaw.
It is near Durant, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an escaped pet monkey... attacked a woman outside of her home and ripped her ear in half.
That's why you don't own monkeys. They're not cute. They'll kill you.
My wife was telling me this story, and I don't even think this was a chimp. Because she was trying to sell me on the fact that it looked like one of those, almost like the monkey that came up to our studio. That smaller, I don't even know what type of monkey that was.
R.I.P., by the way.
Yes, R.I.P.
It was a gorilla, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a gorilla.
It was a lowland gorilla.
But do you have information on what type of monkey it was?
Yeah, it looks like one of those...
monkey.
We've had the trouble with this one before, David. Like a macaque monkey. Macaque.
In Dixon, Oklahoma?
How
it
do
was
you
a pet.
Spell that?
M-A-C-A-Q-U-E.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are smaller. And so did it just run up and just rip her ear off?
So what happened is, and there's video of this monkey beforehand... So a woman and her kid are inside their house, and all of a sudden they start hearing banging on their door. And she goes to the door and sees a monkey banging on the door. And she's like, what the hell is going on? So she actually starts taking videos of it and FaceTimes some of her family and says the George thing. Look, there's a monkey. She thinks it's hilarious.
It's a monkey!
But ultimately, she doesn't let the monkey in because you can't trust
you can't trust
monkeys these days. And her instincts were ultimately right, but she calls 911. They send their monkey retrieval unit.
Of course, because it's Oklahoma and they have it.
Correct. And they send over a game warden and the police, and the monkey eventually starts getting into a confrontation with the police. As the police are trying to wrangle this
like
monkey.
Like verbal sparring?
Yes.
You could take me down, bitch.
I just don't think the monkey was complying.
Right.
And I feel like things would have been better if he had just complied. But the monkey starts messing with the police. And so the woman thinks, okay, I'm free to go outside now. So she goes outside on her porch. And the second the monkey sees her, it makes a beeline for her and starts attacking her.
Oh, my God.
It jumps on her back, starts ripping out her hair, and then she says, rips her ear off.
Oh, oh my God.
And then
what did the monkey have against her where he just went over to the house in the first place?
Yeah, so the police don't think this is a random attack. They think she was targeted.
So this was targeted?
Yeah, they don't know if this was like a lover's quarrel.
Scoping out the place for a while.
A murder for hire, maybe?
Right, yeah, maybe this monkey was doing some wet work.
All right,
Hitman monkey.
But if in fact you had a monkey knock on your door,
yep.
Like if it was not wearing any clothes,
yeah, a naked monkey.
Yeah, like are you like if the monkey was knocking on my door and had on like shorts and a t-shirt,
like a FUBU jersey,
like a tuxedo t-shirt, maybe something funny.
I might let him in, but
no way,
a naked monkey,
right?
Like a. Roaming the streets, monkey. I don't think so.
Wayne hanging out.
Some reason the monkey has a gun with him.
Yeah, like kind of just tapping on your window.
Well, you never know. He's tapping his Glock on your
screen. So, did they immediately kill him?
So the monkey took off, and the monkey took off for the woods, and he was pursued by the police, and ultimately, I guess he got into it with the police in the woods. And yes, they brought in their monkey sniper to put him down.
Good.
Yeah, that's a that would seem very dangerous, those things running around.
I don't think that he could be rehabilitated, you know what I mean?
No. At that point, you've lost him. And he was supposedly a pet. Someone's pet, and he got out.
Yes, so they say that he was a pet of someone in that neighborhood, but they don't know who the owner is.
Was Mike the Tyson? Monkey knocking on the door, or did it ring the doorbell? Dude, I think it would be funnier if it knows how to ring the doorbell.
I bet you it does know. And I guarantee you,
it
understood to, if it wanted in the house, to knock on the door. Like, it's seen it a million times. And by the way, here's a photo, a stock photo of the monkey that bit the ear off.
What kind?
It is a rhesus macaw.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. And
how did you say it, Justin?
Well, I always told you it sounds like how a Boston guy would refer to his penis.
Right.
Macaw. A macaque.
So, this monkey, when it opens its mouth, is terrifying. Yeah. Those teeth in the back look like vampire teeth. Like, that's scarier than hell.
Why would you want to own that?
I don't know.
Would you rather
now
have her ear right now or your ear?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did she get it sewed back on?
So she's going to have surgery, ear surgery. I don't know if they put like an ear nudicle on or what they do.
Ear nudicle.
I don't know. I'm not a ear, nose, and throat doctor.
You are not an ENT. No, you are not.
I never pretend to be.
But if you had a stock photo of just like a lab with its mouth open like that in attack position, you'd be like, whoa, that's a scary dog. So this, they may have just caught it in a bad, like Tony Romo coming out of the tunnel looking fat. Like they may have just caught this monkey in a bad.
He turned out being pretty fat.
Bringing it back to sports.
They may have just found him in a bad situation here. Like he, I don't know, just like a quarter second where they caught him like that.
But still, if that's the macaw monkey at his worst, I don't want to see that monkey at its worst.
And
I don't want to see him at its best.
He looks big, or bigger than I anticipated.
Yeah, maybe he was on bath salts.
Would it surprise you after Cocaine Bear?
Do you think
the
you
documentary
could,
Cocaine Bear?
Do you think you could kick its ass if it was if it had a muzzle, like it can't bite? It's just
no.
What?
Throwing hands?
No, those things are like next to ants. Aren't they the strongest creatures?
Ants. Pound for pound,
yes. Because can't
like an ant isn't animal. Picking up.
No, like but can't an ant?
It's not impressive at the combine.
Can't an ant? Can't an ant?
Dr. Seuss
lift like 8 million times its own body
I think
weight.
So.
Yeah, and I feel like monkeys are a close second to our friends the ants.
Yeah, last time I was at LA Fitness, I saw an ant with 245s on each side.
So, yeah,
those guys are douchebags. They don't clean up their weights either.
No,
no.
Man, slow this conversation down.
Yeah, as he's just benching 280.
Are you seeing anything on the
ant?
Yeah,
ants can lift objects up to 5,000 times their own weight.
What'd I tell you? Who's laughing now?
Thank you! So what would we be doing?
Gosh,
would we be lifting
imagine.
Jupiter? Like, what would that...
Yeah, if we were... Yeah, 5,000 times our weight. We're supermen.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. All right. Good stuff, Justin. Good stuff. Let's do a little Sturm Center next. Mr. Montemayor. So, apparently the monkey has... Not the monkey is really... The monkey's family released a statement.
Okay.
A real
the human family?
The human family.
Okay, not the monkey family.
Right. So apparently this family has had this monkey since it was
actions.
A baby. And the guy and gal who owned it, they couldn't have kids themselves. And someone reached out and said that a friend of theirs, you know, knew of a monkey or whatever. And they were like, we just found out we couldn't have kids. And we immediately went and grabbed this monkey. It was still in a diaper.
Monkey.
Just get a dog.
I know.
Like a normal person.
Yeah. Well, it goes through like how they, you know, came to be in contact with this monkey and how it became their baby. And then he says, well, he escaped his enclosure and went for an adventure, which is still unreal to me due to the fact he's never left the yard and been out millions of times. But okay. So he took a walk about a quarter mile through the woods and a creek bottom and found himself for whatever strange reason at someone else's house. He ended up attacking a lady and destroying her ear. I'm not sure what could have provoked the bout of anger, but he put the lady in the hospital, and they're having to totally reconstruct her ear. I feel so bad for her and her family. It wasn't fair that she was attacked, and unfortunately, my little ride or die, well, he left this world in a blaze of glory.
God.
Not sure if her husband shot him or who, but he met the fate I often seen myself facing over the years, the end of a jealous husband's gun or a lawman's gun. Not going to lie, I found myself a little on the jealous side. Today he plays and runs with his mama, and I'm still left here behind.
Jeez.
Seems like anything I love dies, or their lives are living hell around me. Better I keep love at an arm's length and stay away from people I do love. R.I.P. Jackie boy. Give them hell, Jack.
Get this lady a dog.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in their mind, he went out like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, for real.
A gunfire with his Tommy gun in the air.
It's something that he wants.